Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 9th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wray. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, positive for most of the indices we follow here. We saw gold and crude rally up over 1% there, with gold continuing to new all-time highs. Nasdaq Composite, Nasdaq 100 up over 1% for U.S. equities, along with the Russell 2000. We saw the Dow roughly flat. And international currency is the only thing we really saw in negative territory, just slightly down 19 basis points. Taking a look at gold, moving above that $4,000 level, continuing up to 4040 on the chart here. And at this point, with a weekly overbought oversold reading north of 200%, this is the first time we've seen that since January of 2001, which is the only other time we've actually seen gold that overbought. So very intriguing story there in terms of this extended rally and really continued extension out of gold that we've seen. Something that at this point we're just going to continue to monitor as it just continues to march higher. And from there, at the moment, the support level we would look at least in the near term sits at 3830. So those who may have gold exposure may look to just lock in some light, or at least lighten up a little bit and possibly lock in a profit if so tempted. But definitely not. It's a good problem to have, having gold at these levels. Now moving on to DX/Y in terms of its action yesterday, seeing a move above 99. Still at this point, it takes a move above 150 to get it to return to a buy signal. That downward trend still maintaining at the moment, but we're, again, at least monitoring near-term chart action there. NASDAQ 100 is still maintaining at that level at 25,000. We haven't seen really much additional action since Friday, Monday for most of the U.S. equity index charts. Moving on to indicator action, just to sort of convey that we sort of see much of the same lay of the land here that we did even a week ago. Looking at the bullish percents for the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright 40 sectors, the curve maintaining much in the same position that we see here. Slight increase in terms of average value week over week. But not too much change there in terms of participation and maintaining sort of in somewhat of a more neutral state right now. Now looking at Delta with earnings coming out today, they beat notably. And at this point, pre-market, we're rallying as high above the $60 level, showing the potential of reversing into X's. That actually would occur with a move above 59, just worth noting, but currently sitting and trading at 60. Takes a move above 64 in order to currently return it to a buy signal for Delta, 3 for 5. And then moving on to Ferrari, this morning they released details on their new EV that was supposed to come out in 2025, but they also released additional details on sort of their plans for electrification, at least getting postponed till 2030 in some facets. So shares down big this morning, down about 12% last I looked, trading at 421, showing that we may see a sell signal here at 464, possibly violation of additional support there at 432. We can get to extreme oversold territory till we got around 400, but obviously seeing those violations of support there was notable for the 5 for 5 here. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.